I've been talking in my videos a lot about taking full responsibility for your entire life. That does not mean that you are blaming yourself for your entire life. So I'm going to give you an example of what this could look like. Say that you end up in a marriage with the most wonderful human, kind, loving, it's just everything's great. 5 years later, it turns out you're in an abusive relationship and you're being treated horribly and you felt swindled because this was not the person you were led to believe you were married. And you felt trapped, perhaps because of economic situations or financial situations, because you built your life around trusting this person. And now to rebuild your life from scratch, it's almost like you don't know how to separate your resources and you feel so stuck. Say you're in a situation and another person is in a similar situation. The two of you can handle it differently. You may leave the situation, you may stay, you may feel stuck, but when you finally get out, you may leave the situation bitter. I don't trust marriage, I don't trust the other gender, I just can't trust, and you might hate that person. You might hope, oh, he was so toxic, he was so abusive, you wouldn't believe this, and you might start wishing bad things could happen to him because he deserves bad things, and he was the worst husband, and so you might start wishing ill upon him in almost a form of hatred or bitterness to help make sense of your own pain. And you may move into a sense of mistrust and start having bad dating experiences because you're now so wounded from your trauma. The second person might have a similar situation and they may not handle it the same as you. They may say, wow, what a life lesson. I really learned from this and I want to grow from this. And this is a great opportunity for me to learn to forgive, for me to learn to realize we're all learning in life. And this person that I married it was really wounding to me, but they're also on their own healing journey and their own soul journey. And, you know, I wish them well, but I can't be around them. And I'm very glad I eventually got unstuck and was able to separate myself from them. But that was just a lesson, and I want to learn, why did I attach myself to that person, and what was it in him that where we were in co-creation together in this situation, why did we end up in that situation, and how can I learn from that so I don't make mistakes like that again? And a person that truly forgives and sees it as a life lesson that they can grow from can continue on to have very open-hearted dating experiences, because they did not move into hatred or bitterness or blame or get stuck in energetics of trauma. They were able to use it as a lesson to heal, to propel themselves forward in a positive way in life, to help elevate their growth. So the second person took full responsibility for their life and their situation. Even though they were victimized, they did not take on a victim mentality, and they took it as a growth opportunity. Whereas the other person is continuing to blame the external world and staying in stuck patterns and not taking full responsibility for the choice that they had of a partner. So this is what I mean when I say taking full responsibility for your life. We are born into a history, we are born into a culture, and we are born into a lot of fear-based constructs. But we are responsible for how we interact with them. Are we going to see them as soul lessons that we can elevate ourselves from? Or are we going to stay stuck in repeating these cycles of patterns of wounding over and over and over? So when I say take full responsibility for your life, I don't mean blame yourself for everything that's ever occurred to you since you were born. I'm saying look at how you interact. How do you move into agreement with your actions or being triggered by something? Moving in opposition or reaction to something? Or are you going to take full responsibility for your entire life to say, this is what is, and everything that I give permission to be in my space continues to be in my space, and to see your hardships as lessons that you can grow and elevate yourself from? By taking full responsibility for who you are and everything in your life, it's not blaming yourself. It may not be your fault you got here, but it's now your responsibility. What are you going to do with it? This is Tia from Luminescence, and I hope that helps.